Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Mike Milbury on a Bruins Thursday, brought to you by Shaw's and Star Market, bringing people together around the joys of food, by John Sewer and Drain Cleaning, the name to know when your drains don't flow, by Chockful of Nuts Coffee, save 15% off your first order at chockfulofnuts.com, and by Kentucky Owl, the wise man, American straight bourbon whiskey. And Mike Milbury joins us on the Harbor One hotline this morning. Hey, Mike.
Good morning. I just want you guys to know that I have started a new career. Mm. I'm going to be a contractor. I'm looking for that free soil from Michelle Wu.
Oh, yes.
Sign me up.
You'd probably make a great landlord, although if the rent was late, I'm afraid that you would show up with your shoe. Well,
I mean, I would show up, that's for sure.
There would probably be some sort of it could get violent when it comes to collecting the rent.
Somebody's shoe's going to get...
Well, you know, if you don't pay the rent, there should be consequences. But now, in this day and age, probably, I don't know, you just get another free plot of land.
Mike, I think
welcome to America.
Shime is concerned that you're moving away from your microphone and we can't hear you at times.
Well, that might be a good thing.
I wanted to start...
Is that better, Shime? Can you hear me now?
That's so much better. Thank you, Mike.
Okay,
sorry.
You're welcome. Thanks for that tidbit of information.
You sounded great when you came in. I was concerned.
I wanted to start this morning by revisiting my lead, which was a piece of audio from A.J. Greer, who was speaking the other night about what it means to him to be a Bruin. And so, Shime, can you play that for Mike, if you could?
Like you said, it's a culture. It's a brotherhood. It's as soon as you step in that locker room, there's a set of values and a respect for not only the guys around you, but also for the logo, for the city, and for the hardworking people who contribute to, you know, our success in TD Garden and all over. You know, you go see games and we're playing on the road. There's Bruins fans everywhere. And I think that we cherish that so much, just being able to have such loyal fans and fans that stick with us. And I think that we have a special group this year. So it's just an honor to every day to come to the rink and be a part of this group for me.
First of all, you know hockey players well. You just, I mean, there's nobody like them when it comes to professional sports. Secondly, he talks about this being a special group of guys this year. That's that veteran leadership, whether it's Patrice Bergeron or Brad Marchand or whomever, right? You agree with that, Mike?
I think certainly have to give credit to the veteran leadership of the team for the way this is going. And, you know, he made it sound like a religious cult. This is not, if you're winning as much as they're winning, 850 winning percentage, everything is wonderful. The fans are wonderful. Your teammates, so you love your teammates. You want to have a group hug every night. But if they lost 15 in a row, it'd be a different story. Boston sucks and this city is no good. And they're yelling at me and, you know, it's just hockey. They're having a remarkable run, but let me be the first to tell you, it's not going to continue. Wiggy last week, I think, mentioned the schedule. It's murderous coming up into the All-Star break, and when you look at it at the end of the year, and 44 nights, they have 22 games and all across the country. And it's not going to, the bubble is going to burst. Ooh. And it's not bad. It's not bad. You just can't keep up this winning percentage like this. And they're going to get a few injuries. When you play that many games and that few nights, that's why it's going to be important for Jim Montgomery to yank out a couple of regulars on a intermittent basis and give them some rest, because who cares about the record of the regular season? We all know it's the postseason that really, really counts. This has been fun. It's wonderful. I love their puck possession. You know, I see Bergeron get the game winner after he hits a setup play in Montreal the other night. After it was a crappy game. It was, you know, Montreal plays a clog it up the middle kind of game because they don't have the talent, and I admire that. They worked hard and made it tough on Boston, but in the end, the Bruins do a setup face-off play, and Bergeron cashes in, and they win. But given the schedule, given the nature of human beings just getting tired over the course of, you know, this grueling season, they're not going
to... Mike, wait. We have to dump out of that or no? I mean, I think it's Russian. Did you dump out?
Yeah.
You dumped out of Mike Milbury?
Greg, I'm not going to lose my job because he drops an S-bomb, and it just because it's covered with a ski at the end.
It's like pit ski pole.
I don't blame you. Go ahead. But I can say it again if you want. Redo.
No, I mean,
Twitch got it. Don't worry.
Ty Law is going to expect you to come up with a little cash for the Law swear jar. That's going to be necessary. But not really, because it was Russian. It's the Russian version of it.
You can get away with that. But, Mike, I actually think...
I think it was actually Ukrainian.
Yeah. They're not all the earmarks of Russian.
But I actually think that's a good thing that you do... kind of maybe, you know, you never like to see teams lose, but in sports like, you know, hockey, basketball, and baseball, where they play so many games, when you are playing so well, sometimes it's a little bit of there's not so much pressure to be excellent because you're playing so well for such a long period of time. That little, you know, lull that you hit in the season, I think is a good thing because it kind of, you know, takes a little bit of pressure off you as a team and have to continue to play at such an elite level.
Yeah, and it causes you to refocus too. Okay, we're not perfect. We've made some mistakes here in this game. We lost a couple of games and we've got to get back on track. And by the way, there's another quirk in the schedule coming up here that's interesting. They have 9 days off, if I read this right, without my glasses, it sometimes can be different. But I think it was they get off for the All-Star break, and then they have another 4 or 5 days off. They go 9 days without a game. When you're on a roll like this and you have that much time off, you can lose your rhythm, and it's going to be tough to get it back. And after that stretch of days off, which is in a good and bad thing, they have another difficult schedule. I mean, their schedule is wacky right till the end, but I think you're right. It's a chance for them to refocus, to feel like they're mortal and maybe recharge. So it is what it is. We'll see. If they can keep it up, they should forget about the playoffs and just give them a Stanley Cup for regular season play.
Well, Mike, that's what I was thinking, because a few weeks ago when they had that Thursday night terrible game after they had the great West Coast trip, it was mental fatigue, and to me that was they had too much time off after they were on a roll. But when you look towards the playoffs, you look at a guy like Linus Ullmark, who had a big night on Sunday, the fastest goalie to get to 25 wins in league history. But you look at him and you look at Swayman, and they collectively have 8 appearances in playoffs in their career. Does that worry you at all? That they're having an unbelievable regular season, but when it comes to the playoffs, you could be faced with some issues?
It doesn't. It's a good point, Courtney, but I don't really know what to expect with it, because this guy, or both of them now that Swayman's, 7-0-2 in his last 9 games, but Ullmark has been so composed, so timely in his saves. I guess I'm not worried about it, but maybe the lack of experience, and maybe there'll be some pressure that they haven't experienced that they don't deal with. But based on the way I see them playing, I don't see it changing. And maybe that's a false hope, but I don't think so. I just think they've been so consistent for so long. The problem I see is that they're running into this tidal wave of scheduling that could set them back. But I'm not... And maybe I should be, but I'm not worried about either one of them having a change. They just seem to composed enough that I don't have to worry about how they'll handle the pressure of the playoffs. We'll find out in a couple months.
When it comes to the trade deadline, which is five weeks away, we talked to you about this a while ago and about changing the the composition of this team. It seems like every day I see, you know, new speculation. The latest, I think, is Ryan O'Reilly. Do you think they should make a trade or not?
I think that they should investigate all possibilities. And I think that my opinion is that is somebody dying over there? What's
it's
going
me.
On?
It's me. I'm coughing. Sorry. I shut my mic off, but you can hear it on Wiggy's recording.
I think they need another winger, maybe with some explosiveness offensively. Listen, I'd be all over the Patrick Kane thing. I know it's going to be problematic because of the salary, but I think his ability to score and be dynamic and play on that play on the Bruins' third line. Imagine that if you could get a guy like that. I also think they need some depth. They have six good defensemen, but Carlo gets hurt a lot. Grizzlick gets hurt a lot. You're going to get people hurt in the playoffs. Luke Shen from Vancouver is a big, strong guy who's leads the league in hits, I think, and his salary is reasonable. Their president has said they want to do a major turnover. I'd be looking into him. Or there's a guy that you may or may not know from Columbus named Gavrovsky, who's a 6'3", 215 pounds, and they've offered people the chance to talk to him about renewing his contract. That's the kind of muscle on the back end, like Kevin Miller was, that I'd be looking for. They need some depth back there, maybe one more forward offensively. Try not, if I was Don Sweeney, I would try not to be touching the on-ice product and use draft picks and prospects, but he may have to ding his lineup if he wants to be explosive. One guy that's really interesting, and this is a dangerous move, is Bo Horvat from Vancouver. He's a number one center and having a terrific year, unrestricted free agent. But when you think of him and maybe moving Pavel Zacha to the middle, you could retool your roster for the coming years as well as bolster it this year. But
well, that's what I was going to – we talked to you about Horvat and a couple weeks ago and then O'Reilly today. Is that speculation because of the future of Patrice Bergeron being, you know, being unsure? And then, you know, should Don Sweeney be looking ahead when it comes to a center, or should it only be focused on this season?
I guess – if I'm him, I'm looking at a major trade like Horvat, you're looking at both now and for the future, and that's the best of both worlds. But if you're looking at somebody like, say, Luke Shen, you're looking at somebody for right now. And there are different approaches, but he has to get his priorities in line with what he thinks is right. Maybe he doesn't agree with my priorities, but I think a third line winger with some offensive capabilities and a defenseman, or even two, as I don't like the idea of Jacobs Borrell coming in. He hasn't played in months. Strawman hasn't played in months. Mike Riley has been in the minor leagues. I don't know where their heads are at, but some of these other guys that have size and a little bit of truculence to them, I mean, I'd like to see that in the lineup. And he's got some, it's a funny time to be a general manager. I mean, it's really a fun time because the phone is ringing off the hook and you're talking about all these names. And it's also dangerous because people are trying to pull your pants down and steal your money. It's just it's a weird time, but it is fun. I would be surprised if they didn't do something. You know, when you do something at the trade deadline that improves your team and you don't take something off the roster, or if you do a big deal and it lights up the room and people start to say, hey, they believe in us. They think we can win it.
I feel like we should do some sort of annual award with you for NHL players, like the Golden Shoe maybe. And I want to know if it would go this week to Brock Nelson, who pulled his own tooth out mid-game the other night. I don't know if you saw that or not.
I didn't see it. I mean, I heard about it, but yeah, he certainly would be a candidate.
Ooh, that seems painful, pulling your own tooth out.
Yeah.
I used to hate when my mother would tie a string against
and
it.
And then slam the door?
Oh, no, yeah. She would just say, let's count to three. One, bounce. And be like, and it didn't come on, and we'd have to do it again. Mike, it's an interesting point that you bring up where you're talking about maybe getting a guy that can help you in the future, right? Because there's a couple questions that I'd like to ask Cassidy, but unfortunately, he never talks to anybody, him or Cam. But every
Cassidy.
Other...
You don't mean Cassidy.
Excuse me, Sweeney. Sweeney, but every other GM does it except for the Bruins. You know, we hear from...
Jeez, shots fired, boop, boop.
We hear from Sam Kennedy. We hear from Brad Stevens. We hear from Bill Belichick, who's the GM. But there's an interesting point when you think about Pasta and where he, if he potentially re-signs, knowing that you might be without Bergeron and Krejci going into next season, or are they talking to these guys to see, gauge the interest on whether or not they're going to come back, and then does that affect David Pastrnak on the decision that he might make?
I would think that they, I mean, first of all, they're focused on winning a Stanley Cup, but you might think in a quiet moment somewhere along the line, Don Sweeney would talk to Bergeron. You'd hope he would, and Krejci, and find out, hey, listen, what are you really thinking about next year? You know, I'm coming into the trade deadline. I my hands are full here. I want to make sure that we can get something done for right now so you guys can win another cup. And at the same time, I'm trying to plan for the future. So maybe get some feedback from them. But, you know, you're not going to count on that. I mean, Bergeron's a different animal because there's nobody been as classy and honest and all that kind of stuff as Bergeron. But you can't count on the players to give you the direction that you need as a general manager. I think Don Sweeney would be crazy not to think about these guys. Listen, unless they turn into Tom Brady, and, you know, I mean, the Tom Brady that didn't have that horrible game the last time he played, but, you know, that could go to 45 or 46, that's not going to happen. I don't see that happening. It's abnormal, and I think he's got to think about the team for now, and if he can, get something in place for the future, and that something would be a guy like Bo Horvat. But if he wants to just sort of strengthen his troops for the run to the Stanley Cup, get a guy with muscle like Luke Shen, or get a rental like Patrick Kane, and if you can find a way to get around the money issues, which might involve a third team. But he's going to be busy, and he might want to talk to those guys, but, you know, he's got to make the decisions based on his own assessment and not theirs.
Mike, as always, great to talk to you.
All right, guys, have a good week.
We will talk to you next week. That is Mike Milbury on a Bruins Thursday here at WEEI.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room, to candid interviews with basketball legends, to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.